Om Shanti. 28th May 2019, Monday. The slogan from today's Murli: in order to finish carelessness, continue to check yourself while you keep pure and positive thoughts for yourself. In order to finish carelessness, continue to check yourself while you keep pure and positive thoughts. Swachintan for yourself. There are five vices, but these two other vices Baba has often mentioned: laziness and carelessness, and they are as dangerous as the first five vices. Rather, sometimes they become more dangerous than those initial five vices, and especially for those who have been in this knowledge for a considerable length of time, one becomes slack as regards many things which are of utmost importance in Brahmin life. There are questions associated with carelessness, like in which areas we become careless, why do we become careless, what are the deepest reasons for carelessness, or what are the triggers for carelessness, and what are the consequences of becoming careless. So these are the three questions: where we become careless, why we become careless, and third, the result of being careless. So when the question is asked, where we become careless, many things come in mind. The first thing is, when we look at the daily routine of Brahmin life, when a particular person is following a particular lifestyle for quite a length of time, sometimes a slackness does percolate. So different areas where we become careless should be kept in mind, and what should be done in order to overcome them. The first is Amrit Vela. To have consistency in Amrit Vela is very important. It's not that somebody does it for some days or months or years and it is done. It is an eternal process. You should rather be missing Amrit Vela. In the way, when I say miss, in the sense, at night you should have the desire that when the Amrit Vela will come and when I will become bodiless. Such desires for Amrit Vela. Because this is the only period where one can become bodiless to the highest extent. Because throughout the day, the atmosphere is polluted, contaminated with the thoughts of the worldly souls. This is the only period where you get that pure, those sacred vibrations of purity everywhere. So to become careless here is not a very good deal. Second is Murli. And when I say Murli, it's not just about reading and about listening or about relating to others. To become slack in churning Murli is one of the causes of downfall of Brahmin souls. Why does the waste thoughts come? It's because it's a rule of the universe that no space will ever remain. There cannot be any vacuum anywhere. Immediately it is occupied by something. In the similar manner, when the mind is not filled with the pearls, the jewels of knowledge, the dust of waste thoughts, the dirt of vicious thoughts, all the alloys of future anxieties or past repentance would occupy the mind. That's why it's the utmost duty of all the Brahmins to study it. Today also Baba said this is university. So when you are in university, you should have intoxication and you should be occupied by study. Student life means to study, to be serious. So there comes some slackness, some carelessness here. And then third is food. We call it Brahma Bhojan. But then, do we ever remember that? Does it remain in the intellect for all the time? That this is the food which is of highest importance. I cannot waste it. And how I am eating it? Am I eating it in silence? Or in remembrance? Or I am chit-chatting and gossiping? Table talk is going on. Or I am engaged in digital preoccupations? What? That is the thing. So, eating is an act of tapasya. Eating is the period of remembrance. Eating should become the journey of remembrance. So, no slackness should be entertained at the time of food. And then traffic control. There are people who might be busy during those times, but then you have to set your own traffic control. Traffic control is not about any song. It's not about stopping at any one place. It's not about becoming still. It's not about any show off. It's an internal process of calming down the thoughts. So, one should remain alert regarding this. Baba has said in one of the murlis, when it is a time of ati, extreme, practice your ati, means your end stage. There are two words ati used with two different meanings in one of the murlis. At the time of ati means when you are too busy, practice the stage of ati means when, which is your final stage, and the final stage is the stage of an angel. So, not to become careless regarding traffic control. Set your own traffic control. That this is the time I want to stop the mind. This is the time when the mind is spiraling out of control. Stop it. Reflect. Get situated in self-respect. And then, karma yoga. When one is walking throughout the day, one becomes workaholic rather than karma yogi. Karma consciousness and soul consciousness are two different things. We become so much action consciousness that definitely, it's not karma yogi life. To remain busy throughout the day is not karma yoga. Karma yoga is something else. even whilst one is walking, there is soul consciousness, there is God consciousness, there is a feeling of selflessness, there is a feeling of detached observership, there is a feeling of detachment, there is everything going on as per Srimad. So that is Karma Yoga. To become careless regarding Karma Yoga is also wise. And then evening yoga, Namasham. This is also an important part of Brahmin lifestyle. We see many people moving around and walking around during this period, or engaged in kitchen. This is the time for tapasya. The moment you have to detach yourself from everything. The 6:30 to 7:30, or from 7 to 7:30, and if suppose somebody is working somewhere or is traveling, even then it's about detaching oneself from body and the worldly consciousness and linking oneself to the supreme consciousness. So this is an important part, and one cannot hope to remain careless about this. And then Gyan, discussion. Every night there should be some discussion about knowledge. The knowledge should flow out from our mouth. Whatever that comes in Murli, that should come out from our mouth once. Whether you relate the Murli to somebody or you discuss knowledge. Discussion of knowledge is very important thing. There is a book in Hindi, Vah Are Brahman Jeevan. In that book, Baba has mentioned 10 or 14, I think, 14 duties of Brahmins. And the 14th duty is to discuss knowledge. The last duty which is mentioned there is to discuss knowledge. So discussion of knowledge is must. So one cannot become careless here. And the last point is act of sleeping, or you can call it chart before sleeping. The chart can be gross or subtle, but there should be a register, a chart, a self-checking which is done at the end of the day before you go off to sleep. So these are some of the points where one should remain highly alert in Brahmin life. Otherwise, as Baba said in yesterday's Murli, sometimes happiness, sometimes unhappiness, sometimes contented, sometimes discontented, sometimes running at a full speed, sometimes having an ordinary speed. The boat of Brahmin life is wobbling. So these are the reasons, these are the places where we become careless. Now the second question is, what is the cause of carelessness? Why do we become careless? Looking at others, okay. So Parchintan makes one careless. Then what else? Too much hurry. Hurry, worry and curry. Hurry, worry and curry. One is always in hurry. So when you are in hurry, you become careless. And when you keep on worrying, you become careless. And curry is related to food. Curry means food. Curry means too much involvement in food. Thinking only about food or those spicy things. Yogi's diet should be spiceless as much as possible. What else make one careless? Multitasking sometimes make one careless. Doing multiple things at one time, not paying attention to all the things. What else? Why does one become careless? blaming others. Okay, so complaining nature. One's nature has become full of complaints. Okay, then why do we become careless? Ego, that I know everything. I have done enough tapasya and I have become a great yogi. Sometimes this makes one careless. We are very old, we know everybody. Our roots are very deep. What else? Okay, so repeating the same mistakes again and again. Not learning from the past can make one careless. What else? Why do we become careless? Not very keen observation. To remain alert means to have a very keen observation about things. For example, a professor entered the classroom and he had a test tube which had got yellow color liquid. And he said to the students, look, this is the urine of a diabetic patient and it is very sweet. And now see what I do, and you have to do the same. He puts his finger in that tube and he tastes it. And he says, it is very tasty, it's very sweet. Now all of you have to do the same. And the students are quite reluctant. They are not willing to do such an obnoxious job. But still he says, I have done it. If you want to learn in life something, you have to taste it. Because this is a part of your studies. Otherwise, unless and until you test, how will you in future know it? So very, very unwillingly, student come one by one, they put the finger in the test tube and they taste and they say, oh, it's really tasty. And everyone goes. They say everyone goes. And then once everyone has finished, the professor continues. Look, my dear students, you did not observe. I had put my index finger inside. I tasted my middle finger. But don't worry, this is not urine. This is a sugary liquid. So that shows that your power of observation was not very good. You did not see. You were rather careless in observing. When I have told you something, you should be a very keen observer. So that is also a sort of carelessness, not to have be a keen observer. So these are the causes of carelessness. No timetable in life, careless. Life is running haywire, haphazardly. Getting up at any time, sometimes doing Amrit Vela, sometimes not. Sometimes going to Murli class, sometimes not. Sometimes reading Murli, sometimes not. Sometimes doing something out of fancy, and sometimes skipping it. Sometimes eating, sometimes not eating. Sometimes doing something very, very sincerely, sometimes too much lackadaisical, lazy attitude about things. So there has to be a timetable. Since there is no timetable, then everything goes haywire. And a high goal is not there. For example, today. Today is Monday. What I have to do? How many times I have to read Murli? How many? What are the different points of Murli I have to take up for churning? How should my evening yoga be? What I should do during Murli? What I should do during food? What should I take care during my karma yoga? How should be my evening yoga? What should be my chart? How should be my relations contacts? In yesterday's class we missed one point. Baba said about contacts. Sambandh, sampark, contacts and relationships. Connections and relationships. Here you have to remain loving and detached. This is a very difficult area. It includes two things. Brahmins. This includes seva pravritti of seva and Brahmin family. So this is also an important part of it. So one cannot remain careless. Okay, so these are the second question. Why? First was why we become careless, where we become careless. Second is why we become careless. Now third, what are the consequences of becoming careless? What is the result when we are careless? What happens? What happens when we are careless? Baba is saying, in order to finish carelessness, consider to check yourself while you keep pure and positive thoughts for yourself. What happens when we become careless? Accidents. So accidents, spiritual accidents, spiritual fractures, emotional fractures, fractures and dislocations in relationships. So when we are careless, there is accident. When we are careless, we have falls. When we have careless, we fall in the some ditch, some hole, some rocky or some ground. Then when we are careless, falls, accidents, what else? What happens when one is careless? Mistakes. What happens? What else? One is careless. That joy of Brahmin life is lost. One is careless in Amrit Vela. You cannot expect to have a very strong, powerful day with a very weak Amrit Vela. One is careless regarding Murli churning. You do not hope to have very strong positive thoughts throughout the day. One will be assailed by negative thoughts. One is careless regarding food. So he will become glutton. Glutton means one who is always thinking about food. It's a good word in English. Glutton. Glutton means a person who is always thinking about food. So, always thinking what to eat and what not to eat. Because the very goal of life is taste. So, glutton. When one is careless about traffic control, so you remember Baba in the morning and then straight in the evening, and in between multiple things happen. And that might lead to fall and then repentance, mistakes. One is not careful about karma yoga. There would be some mistakes in the karma. One is not careful about evening yoga. Evening yoga is a time to recharge oneself once again. It should be given utmost importance, as much importance as we give to Amrit Vela. One is careless about relationships. So there would be some disturbance in relationships. And whenever there is any disturbance in relationships, Brahmin life becomes very tough, difficult. And Gyan churning, without Gyan churning, without Gyan discussion, there many points of Gyan do not become clear. So that's why Gyan discussion is a must in Brahmin life. There should be a small group, and for a group only two people are needed. You will say, we don't have a big group, so only two persons are needed for a group. And even if you are alone, sometimes you can do discussion with an imaginary group, audience. But that discussion is needed. And chart, keeping the chart of self-progress is needed. What is my progress? What I have achieved? What I have lost? What mistakes I have committed? Everything should be on record. Benjamin Franklin, one of the founding fathers of America, in his 18th century, in his autobiography, he has written that I used to keep a chart every night. Before sleeping, I was to fill that chart, and he had made about 13 points in that chart. Was I truthful? Did I give pain to anybody? Was I courteous? Was I humble? Was I egoistic somewhere? So he had his points. So there are people in the world who used to keep chart, and the chart keeps you alert, and the chart makes So one must learn the art of chart. The art of chart. A subtle chart should be prepared. So these are few things about carelessness and laziness. So this is also very subtle vice, and that should be nipped in the bud as early as possible before it becomes a big tree and then it becomes very difficult to root it out. Om Shanti.